Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Parks and Reese live, Radio Row, Army-Navy game tomorrow in Philly. 120th meeting, 89th time they're playing in Philadelphia. Ike, so we have some great guests that's associated with it, like Kirk Herbstreit, who will do the game day, ESPN game day tomorrow here in Philly. He'll stop by coming up in a couple minutes here. And then we have Roger Staubach coming up before the end of the 3 o'clock hour. And, you know, and we have a game on Sunday, man. A game that they need. They need to win it. And, you know, Jack thinks they're going to lose. You think they're going to win. I think there's a better chance they lose and they blow it out. You know, like this is a 2017 if they win. It's a 2017 if they lose. I mean, really I guess the question is with
Carl. As long as they get the win.
If they get to win, that's all they
do. Yeah, you can't. Like, what do we do? We expect them to put up 35 points with Greg Ward and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside?
Some people do. There's people like Jack.
I'd be surprised if they done that. If they do that.
I'd be surprised, too.
Yeah.
No, I would. I'd be surprised. You just wonder if that was, you know, a moment on Monday night where Carson really, like, what you and Seth and other former players were saying was, like, that could be the fire starter. That could be the game that says, you know what, like, we'll look back at that game and say, remember that? Carson with a bunch of practice squad guys put him on his back and won a game they needed. And now you look back 2 years before, you know, 2 years later, and it's like, wow, I mean, that was kind of the start of clutch Carson. So, I mean, that's one way it could go. Here's the other way it could go, that they look clueless again. And not because of Carson Wentz, because they just look clueless a lot this year. 888-729-9494.
Yeah, it could go that way.
Let's go to Scott in Philly. Scott, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, Scott.
What's up, Scott?
I'm a new listener for a couple weeks, and it sounds like you guys got a good rapport going. I noticed something unique between the banter, and that is it seems like, you know, Ike, you're really supporting the Eagles. And on the other side of it, it's sort of like wishy-washy back and forth, And I just got to say, the Eagles are what they are. They're not a, you know, contender, but they've delivered in clutch situations, maybe not because they're great, but because it's a 60-minute game, and maybe 60 minutes of play says we go into overtime, and we pull out a game that we need to win. And by the end of the season, maybe they hit a playoff game. But still, I think we should stand behind Carson. There's no reason to put it all on his back. He's got so many injured players surrounding him and so many guys that are young. I think really just bolstering that we get through the end of the season healthy and supporting them would be a really good position to take.
Well, that's, Scott, that's always been my number one goal from the beginning of the season is that Carson plays at least 16 games, meaning that he gets through the regular season and he's healthy at the end of the year. And then the playoffs were my next goal after Carson making it through this year. And that has not changed for me one iota, that the number one goal should be number 11 being upright and healthy at the end of this season.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, playoff experience would be great. Getting a playoff game would be great. I don't care if it's 8-8 playoff game.
Right. Yeah.
Getting a playoff game would be great. It's great experience for Carson and the rest of these guys. But, I mean, you know, listen, not every fan can just be like, okay, well, I'm going to support them thick and thin, and I'm going to believe that they're going to win every game. And, you know, that's not how I follow sports. You know, it's like I'm up and down. I'm a roller coaster with this team. And, you know, I'm overly emotional when I shouldn't be, when they're good, and I'm overly emotional when they lose games and they're bad. You know, it's just kind of the way we are as fans, some of us. Let's go to Colin in Wilmington, Delaware. Is Colin still in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League playoffs, Colin?
Yeah.
I am.
Number one seed.
I am.
He's got Lamar Jackson, so he's probably going to
Yeah, I got the I got the hated Andy.
That's right. He's on the other end of the bracket. Yeah, you're the one
hoping,
seed.
I'm hoping to see Ike in the finals, but I'm still riding that Lamar Jackson and Michael Thomas train.
Yeah, that's a good train to be on.
Yep.
You're going to see a lot of people that win their fantasy leagues this year, regardless of where you play, they have Lamar Jackson as their quarterback.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Like that's,
yeah. It's a safe bet.
Yeah, if you got him, you're in the semis, no matter what league you're in.
Yep.
Anyway, what I was calling is I saw the Jackrabbit, Janoris Jenkins, cut by the Giants. I think it was today.
Yes.
Is he's something, I think, cheap. Can you get him just for the rest of the season? And is he something that can improve the secondary?
For the reasons that he was released, Colin, I just don't think that would be a good idea right now.
I know he said some words he shouldn't have. But
he tweeted an offensive term for people that have disabilities that begins with an R. When I was young and in school, that was a term
20, 30 years
used.
Ago, it was stupid.
Right.
Yes.
And 20, 30 years ago, it was bad and should have never been said.
Right. But we didn't know any better.
Right. It's just something that was used. So, no, I want – and by the way, he had an opportunity to apologize and just own it.
And didn't.
And he didn't. And he said that's the way it was where he grew up in the hood or whatever. And
oh, God. Is that the excuse he used?
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Oh, man.
All right. Thanks, guys. Yeah, I didn't realize that's what he got cut for.
Yeah.
That's something that you don't want to really – for a borderline guy, I didn't realize it was just that. Yeah. So, I wouldn't roll the dice on a guy like that. I hate to say that it's – yeah.
Well, and here's the other thing, Colin. At this point, they have a number of guys that are – twos and threes and you're just throwing another body in there. That's kind of.
Well, he would be the best corner on the team.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, but you just don't need that right now. You just don't. I don't know. You got Darby and Mills out there.
You're going with what you
Jim
have.
Jim Schwartz loves both of them.
Yep. That's for sure, right? Yeah. And Leotis McKelvin and whoever else he's decided to want to come in here and didn't work out. His tracker of bringing guys in here sucks, by the way.
Leotis, wow.
Remember him?
Yeah, I do.
Unfortunately, yes, I do too. Yes. Let's go to Antonio in North Philly. Antonio, how are you?
Hello.
What's
hey,
up, buddy?
John,
what's
hey,
up, Antonio?
Hi, Antonio.
What's up,
it's been a long time I haven't called. I was in an accident, so that's why I haven't been able to call.
Oh, you all right?
I hope you're all right.
Yeah. Just a brand new Lexus just got smashed.
Oh,
that's
man.
All.
That's not good.
Damn foreign cars.
anyway, John, I just have one question for you, because it's you and Joe that just drive me nuts. Were you happy when Howie made the pick to get Wentz?
Yep.
Okay.
So I was in Chicago for it, too. I loved it. I coined the term Wentz wagon. It was me.
Okay.
I'm serious, too.
Allegedly.
But
allegedly.
Why are you always so hard on this guy? I mean, you just said like an hour ago that if they don't win,
I said
that
no,
it'd be all
no excuses.
Fault.
No excuses. Get the job done. I'm tired of hearing about injuries, and I'm tired of dealing with everything else. You're playing crap teams. Go win a football game. Is that really that absurd?
But John, come on, dude.
Is that really
I
that
mean, you
absurd?
Have two. You have two wide receivers that are playing like crap. Ashon and Aguilar. The one pretends he has a bum knee. And doesn't want to play.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you blame that on Wentz?
Is that really unfair to say that on Sunday against a bottom five team in the league that there's no excuses, go out and win? Simple as that. You think that's unfair?
It's unfair because he has nobodies as wide receivers except Zach Ertz.
Well, how did they?
Well, it's unfair to say there's no excuse.
I don't
like that's where it's unfair.
That's what I mean.
Well, I just don't. I don't want to hear like here because here's what you're saying, Antonio. You don't have confidence they're going down to win that game. Otherwise, you're not calling.
No, they're
going.
I'm hoping they're going to win. I'm hoping they're going to win.
Right.
But
you have hope. You have hope.
But if they lose, you can't just blame it on Wentz.
Well, I mean, obviously,
what happens if he has a 300-yard game?
If he has a 300-yard game and there's drops all over the place and they don't win because of the surrounding cast, I'm not going to come on the air on Monday and say this is on Carson Wentz. If you look at how I handled the Eagles and everything else this year, I didn't do that. When there were drop passes against Atlanta, that wasn't Carson Wentz's fault, right?
Like,
his contributing cast has let him down this year. But
we don't have time
for any of this anymore. You got to win a football game. He won a football game last week.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. On one hand, you're saying you don't have any confidence in this team, and they're not going to go to the playoffs or what have you. And then you're saying you don't want to hear any excuses if they don't win.
I don't want the excuses before. Like, that's just what I heard from people. They're qualifying it. Like, whoa, you can't say they just got to go down there and
it's
win.
It's not an excuse if you're sitting here with doubts that they're going to win. You got Jack on the other end of this thing saying he don't think they're going to win. How's it an excuse? There's a reason he doesn't think they're going to win. There's a reason you have doubt that they're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an excuse.
What do you mean it's not an excuse? Like, look, what I'm saying is
Hold on. Okay, then, you're right. Let me get your reasons for having doubt that they're going to win.
The team's not good.
Oh.
Yeah, the team's not good.
Okay.
And the quarterback hasn't played great this year in those games. The quarterback has lost in those games, too.
You said it wasn't about Carson. You said the team doesn't look good. If you're telling me you have doubt they're going to win Sunday because of Carson, that's one thing. That's different than the team is not good.
What I'm saying is that the time has come in the season where the excuses of the injuries, the wide receivers, the drops and everything else.
So they should win all three games. No excuses.
Yes, they should.
Even though you don't believe they are.
They should, yes, they should. They're favored against the Redskins, right? They should win that game. They're going to be slight favorites probably against the Cowboys.
I just said all three games because you said we're at the time of the season, no excuses.
Yeah, I'm hearing people that are wishy-washy about the game but want to yell at me because they're saying, well, you're being hard on Carson Wentz. No, you're wishy-washy about the team, too.
We all are. Well, who the hell has full confidence in this team right now?
Well, Jack certainly doesn't.
I mean, who? How can you?
But seriously.
We don't even know the players that's going out there
wrong,
Sunday.
What's wrong with the statement of you have a bad team in the Redskins, and let's just say the Eagles are a bad team, too, right? You have a bad team in the Redskins and a bad team in the Eagles, right? Even though mm-hmm. I don't think the Eagles aren't as bad as the Redskins. They're clearly not as bad as the Redskins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except you have a veteran quarterback in Carson Wentz, and you have a rookie quarterback in Dwayne Haskins. Mm-hmm. That's too much for me to say that they should go down there and win? And there's no excuses that I don't want to hear about. He's playing with this guy and that guy and this guy. I don't want to hear that anymore.
Well, you are going to hear that.
All right. I know. But don't be mad at – but callers,
you're
don't
the
be,
ones
don't
who
be
saying
mad
you don't want
me.
To hear it because you'll get mad at the callers for you saying it.
No, but then I get the, oh, you and Gillio. No, this is not a me and Gillio. This is a very simple take. Go down and win the game, period.
Well, when you say no excuse, you kind of move into the Gillio area. Like, that's kind of where you're in the – ESP.
No, I know what you do, and you
kind of move in that area.
And Jack, part of it is Ike because he eggs it on too. I know what he does. You're an egger.
I know. I'm just I'm just trying to help understand. That's all.
You understand.
We just want to understand.
I want to win. Damn it.
We just like because we don't want to attack you, but you. If it feels like it's Wentz hating, that's what it feels like to us.
Yeah, like, I know what it feels like.
But we don't want to attack you if you're fair about the
situation. No, I know. The amount of imbalanced people that call up on a weekly basis, the guy on the day after the game, he's like, no, you have to say that was an exceptional comeback.
Yeah.
He was telling me the exact words that I had to use or I wasn't being fair to him. When I said, yeah, it was a good comeback, people are getting carried away with how good of a comeback it was. No, it needed to be an exceptional comeback, or you're a hater. That's what he was telling me, man.
It was a defining moment. It was his defining moment.
It was his big defining moment. Let's go to Donald in Chester. Donald, how are you?
I'm pretty good, guys.
What's up, brother?
I was just listening.
What's up,
Donald? I'm all right. Chilling, Ike. I just think that two things. As long as we can some way keep Mr. McLaurin from tearing us up all day, you know, and they continue to use Boston Scott. I believe that we can put up points. I believe that. I'll be one of those people that say that.
I hope you're right.
I believe that we can. I just believe as long as Peterson can use Boston Scott also as a decoy. You know, to free up because he's still going to create mismatch problems, and he is. He's going to create matchup problems, and he is. So I think we can. I think that you can add another 7 to that 24 that you were talking about.
Going 31, huh?
Yeah, I think. I mean, I just believe that we can as long as it's scheme right.
Okay,
as long
listen,
as it's scheme right.
Here's the other thing I think we're going to need, Donald, and I mentioned this yesterday. We need to get some turnovers. We need to get some, you know, a short field or two. to make it a little easier for this offense. Yeah. Like, that's this right, offense right. has to constantly drive 12 plays, 14 plays, 6 minutes. Like, that eats up a whole quarter. So you're limiting the possessions that you're going to have mm-hmm. unless you get immediately three and outs versus the Redskins offense. All right, so I like to get a turnover or two off Haskins. You know,
that's how it's a blowout to
yeah,
me.
That's how you get a blowout.
A
that's
pick
how,
six,
yeah.
Fumble deep in
or
their territory.
Or give a short field. Right. You know, you only got to go 50 yards. You know, that type of stuff helps.
Marks and Riesel, 94 WIP, HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting away from our Tasty Cake studios. We're live at Radio Row tomorrow. Army against Navy. Kirk Herbstreit is due to join us here in like a minute or two. I just saw him.
He's in the building.
He's in the building.
Carl Ravitch.
I saw, there's a bunch of people. Roger Staubach is around. He'll join us later in the 3 o'clock hour. Tiki already
got
joined
former
us.
Former Redskin John Jansen next to us.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
We go back to college together.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you have some history. Well, yeah. And you know else is here that was making the rounds earlier? Ike Reese.
Ross Tucker's here.
Is Ross here?
Yeah.
I didn't see him.
Yeah, Rossi's here.
Ike Reese was coveted by many radio stations here
I
on
was,
Radio Row.
I was,
He
man.
Had to do a limited amount of spots because, you know, he's got to do 4 hours starting at 2 o'clock. But, yes, he went around. You pleased the Jacksonville people with talking about Nick Foles?
I don't know if I pleased them, but, yeah, I certainly gave them my thoughts on the situation.
They don't like Nicky Six down there?
No, and I wasn't happy either about that. So, yeah, I let that be known.
Yeah, I was listening. Ike was making the plea of being like, no, you got to leave him in there. You
exactly.
paid him a lot of money. And they're like,
don't disrespect Nicky Six.
Yeah, they're like, no, every fan wants Minshew.
Yeah, that's what they said.
All right, we wait for Herbie. Let's go to Steve in Cheltenham. Steve, how are you?
Hey, Ike and John, how you guys doing today?
How are you,
What's
sir?
What's up, Steve?
Man, I'm trying to maintain my cool when I'm listening to John, you know, talk about how Carson Wentz has no excuse. You know, it doesn't matter who's out there playing, you know, at the wideout spot. Like, Carson Wentz has to win this game. Like, that. Like how can you not factor in the fact that, you know, you have to have wide receivers and continuity and some type of rhythm established in practice where you can trust your wideouts to go run the right routes and catch the ball when the ball is thrown away? How can that not be just the fact that they have to, you know, perform? It just can't be all on Carson Wentz. Like, how can you just put it all on the shoulders like that?
Because he's the quarterback, and this is a bad football team they're playing, the Redskins, and they need to get this win. And Carson Wentz is being paid to go down in tough situations and win games like this. I mean, listen, Donovan McNabb was held to a much higher standard than Carson Wentz ever was or ever has been for a lot of time, a lot of years in here. And Donovan McNabb was a young quarterback. I remember a year where he had Chad Lewis as his only – it was Chad Lewis and Darnell Autry. Darnell Autry and Chris Warren were his running backs. All right, yeah, Chad Lewis as his tight end, and then you had bad wide receivers. And you know what Donovan was doing? He was winning games. He was making plays, all right? There were no excuses for Donovan McNabb. And Carson Wentz, listen, if Carson Wentz goes down to the Redskins and he's let down by his team, if he's getting sacked, if he's getting pressured, if guys are dropping passes, then you know what? It's not going to be his fault. But I don't want to start the
happening.
Friday going into the game talking about that. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I just don't. I mean, you go down, you win the game, period. I don't want to hear the excuses. As Kirk Herbstreit is walking up to, the great thing about Herbie
What's
is
up,
he's
Herbie?
The
how you doing, brother?
He's obviously the college expert, but he watches a ton of football and he can also mingle
he's a football. With,
yeah,
you're
man.
Talking about Lamar.
Yeah, well, no, that'd be,
I mean Lamar Jackson. Let's talk about
you know,
that.
It's funny. Something Ike and I talk about a lot is that you know Lamar Jackson lasted till the end of the first round. Mm-hmm. Kyler Murray, if he was playing 15 years ago, what round is he drafted in? He's not the first overall
no,
pick.
No, no.
Football's changed for the better, and you saw it with Lamar Jackson this year.
Yeah, but let's be careful. I mean, Lamar Jackson did things in college that we just maybe Michael Vick maybe at that position, and. So when we see this in the NFL, I think people are saying, well, this is kind of the new NFL. And I would say that to a degree, but there are very few freaks like this. Like his skill set as a runner, think about being a linebacker, think about being a safety, trying to defend this offense. It's like the college game. Where do you start? We got to get another extra hat in the box. We got to stop the threat of the quarterback run. And when you do that, it simplifies coverage. It makes it easier to be able to read coverage because Bill Belichick, when they played him a couple weeks ago, isn't doing what he would normally do against Philly's offense or against whoever has more of a traditional offense. So you have to respect that threat. And it's the first offense that I can remember that hangs their hat on running the quarterback. And he's not getting hit a lot. He's very careful with getting out of bounds or getting underneath hits. And hopefully he can keep doing it. But, man, I'm having so much fun watching him. I think we all are. Just watching him and Greg Roman adjust his offense as a West Coast guy, traditional West Coast guy, to this style of offense. See, I think what Kansas City's doing with Mahomes is more of like the new college or the new NFL than what Lamar's doing. What Lamar's doing, people just don't have his skill set. So I would be careful to think that this is the direction of the NFL, because you're not going to see very many people come through and play the game the way Lamar does.
Yeah, this position, it's it may be at its apex as far as being fun to watch the quarterback position, right? We get so much of a variety. Mm-hmm. It's not the 20 years ago where you get classic drop-back quarterbacks.
Yeah, same thing
it's
every
week.
It's
almost a cookie-cutter position.
Yep.
You're getting a variety in the NFL today. There are a few still pocket quarterbacks there. And then there are the quarterbacks who have mobility, but they're also passers, right?
Yep.
They're passers. And then you get a Lamar thrown in there. How do you, when you're a former quarterback yourself, when you look at the quarterback position in the NFL, you like where it's at right now and where it seems to be headed?
I think going back to the 80s, 90s, early part of the 2000s, think about being a defensive coordinator and you played the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're right. You're getting ready for the Dolphins. You're getting ready for the Cowboys. It might be a little bit of a different variation as far as their scheme in the passing game. Quarterback still has to sit back in that pocket on third and seven and make a throw, you know, and you knew that every week. And now it's just so different. And I really applaud, because we've been living this forever in college.
In college, yeah.
And I talk with defensive coordinators at both levels, and the guys in college, or they go up to the NFL for a little bit, they come back down to college. The college game drives them crazy because of the variation, because you might be dealing with spread one week and a quarterback that's going to run around, and the next week's spread and the quarterback's going to sit around and get the ball out of his hands quickly. Like, you watch Joe Burrow, he's an athlete, but Joe Burrow is getting the ball out quickly. He's running more of an NFL system, but he's also a crazy athletic kid who can get out of trouble. So, yeah, man, I think it's exciting. As an NFL fan, I'm a consumer. I watch the games. I'm having a lot of fun watching these defensive coordinators. They're Hall of Fame type of minds. Scratch their
struggle
head. They're struggling. They're struggling right now.
Going to be a lot of hours in the offseason where, especially in the AFC, they're going to be saying, "How do we stop this guy next year?"
Yeah.
There's a move they're going to need to counter it a little bit, because we've always seen that
they do.
They'll figure it out, but
it's just
a matter of what Lamar and the Ravens can do.
But if he keeps running, see, you call a defense, and Ike's got the quarterback on this play, and you're a great player. But what we're seeing is, he looks like a guy on the playground in eighth grade, and all the kids that are trying to tackle him are in fifth grade. Like, that's what he looks like. Like, Ike's out there. He's got the assignment. I got him, and he's there. It's one-on-one. Name a player in the NFL today, one-on-one, with space, that can tackle Lamar Jackson. I haven't seen him.
No.
I've never seen him. So it's one thing to draw up a plan, and we're going to take him out. We're going to hit him. We're going to show him. This isn't Robert Griffin, man. Robert Griffin was straight line speed.
Right.
This dude's twitchy. He's shaking. He shakes you left and right and embarrasses you. So you need two guys to leverage him. Now when I have two guys to leverage him, you're so simple in coverage. And that's why
man to man.
Man to man.
Yeah.
You're playing zero or one, which is either man free or straight up man.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he wants, because that's easy to read and then distribute the ball and get the ball out to the playmakers.
Hollywood Brown. That's why.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's running by you.
Yeah.
Talking to Kirk Herbstreit, we're live at the Radio Row for the Army and Navy game here. Obviously, the analyst for College Game Day that everybody watches. You do the game on Saturday night, normally on ABC. Army-Navy, what does it mean to you? We see you here every year.
Yeah,
we know
it's
we
cool.
get to talk to you every year. You like it?
First time I've ever had a chance to stay for the game. My entire life, I'm looking forward to it. We've always done game day in the morning, and then we take a train up to New York City to do the Heisman show. And this year, I don't have to be a part of the Heisman show. And so I get to stay, and I'm going to stand on the sidelines. And I'm an old school guy, so I'm going to sit there and kind of just take it all in. I love watching Army-Navy. I watch it on TV every year. These guys, you know, it's not about the NFL. It's not about the playoff, which team's in. it's about just playing your ass off, you know, and just playing as hard as you can. And at the end of the game, it's usually a one possession game. You got guys that are crying. They got eye black running down their face. They go to the corner and they stand there for the alma mater. Then they go to the other side. I think it's just a cool setting. Hopefully the rain will get through tonight and hold off tomorrow. But man, I'm pumped. It's kind of Americana for me.
Yeah.
I can't have you here and ask you about the college football playoff.
Yeah.
I think they got the four right. I like the four they got in there. Not only do I like the four they put in there, I even like the order.
Yeah.
The four is, because LSU deserved to play Oklahoma.
No doubt.
What are you liking there? You like the matchups there?
I'm calling the game in Phoenix with Ohio State and Clemson, which would be a great
game. I kind of know where you are there. Anyway.
Well, but what's funny is I have two identical twins that are freshmen at Clemson on the team, preferred walk-on. So Dabo and I have been kidding each other. He's like, how about Jake and Ty, first time they're at Clemson, they're matching up with your school in their first game. He's like, at least I know where Allie, my wife, at least I know where Allie, who she's pulling for. And I'm like, I don't know. But we're going to have a lot of fun with it. I think it's great. Trevor Lawrence,
great game,
and
man.
Justin Fields, all the athletes that are on that field. Chase Young, I'm sure you've watched Chase Young. He's just a monster. Yeah. And then I can't wait to watch, you know, OU's almost a forgotten team, truly.
Mm-hmm.
But Jalen Hurts, what he's doing, and of course, this LSU team. I don't know if I've seen an LSU or a college offense operating the way Joe Burrow is this year. It's going to be tough. OU's going to have to try to score with him. They're not going to stop him.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine that, LSU being an offensive threat.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It happens quick, right? OBJ and the boys are sitting back on.
That would have been nice.
Right? That would have been nice when I was there.
Hey, get you out of here on this. Carson Wentz, 2017, he was kind of the new NFL flavor, right? Yeah. Obviously, before he got hurt, leading the team on the Super Bowl run. Last year, had Mahomes, as we talked about, Lamar Jackson this year. Where do you see Carson Wentz now? I mean, you know, it's been tough because he hasn't had a healthy team. He hasn't had weapons. He hasn't had a lot. But what have you seen from him?
I mean, I think that's the thing you always have to be careful of. And we're all guilty, I think, as fans, of getting impatient. I think even sooner now than we used to because of social media, and because we feel it's our right to be able to complain. And I know this is a tough market for players, especially that play that position. All I know, if I were a fan of Philly, I'd be like, you're still in the mix as far as trying to compete for the division. Mm-hmm. It hasn't gone the way you'd hoped. But like you said, there's been some injuries. He's not been able to – sometimes as a quarterback, when you lose some of your guys, there's a tendency to press a little bit, try to make plays. And I think sometimes that can backfire on you. But he's still the same guy that people were marveling about just a year or two ago. I would hang in there with him and hope they can somehow get into the playoffs.
All right, there he is.
Love Herbie.
Best in the business.
All right,
Herbie,
fellas.
Listen,
always
see you next year.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Groundhog's Day next year.
Yes, sir.
You guys have a great weekend.
Appreciate it. There he is, Kirk Herbstreit, joining us here live at the Army-Navy Radio Row. Mm-hmm. We'll come back. We got some phone calls. The injury report for the Eagles is out.
Uh-oh.
We'll get – oh. You want to guess? Barnett ain't playing.
Ah, I should have known that.
I'm guessing.
Oh.
I'm going to say Barnett's not and Aguilar's not. And
right.
They'll do that limited
I'll
stuff
agree.
With Jordan Howard again, which is not.
No, then go ahead and just rule him out today, man. Yeah, like.
888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We're live, Army-Navy Radio Row. We'll get back to the phone calls coming up here. Don't go anywhere. Let's talk about DraftKings Sportsbook for a second. It's officially available in Pennsylvania. And as the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. With so much going on this week, you'll definitely want to take advantage of the convenience to bet wherever, whenever, with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And it's so easy to use. Literally, you can deposit, place your bets, and withdraw in a matter of seconds. So here's what you do. If you already signed up for betting in PA, maybe you use another book. Take advantage of DraftKings' great sign-up offer. Get a free bet just for signing up. Head to DraftKings.com/Philly right now. And for a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Don't forget, sign up at DraftKings.com/Philly to place your first bet, and you can get a risk-free bet up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.